Good morning and welcome again to the broadcast. We appreciate so much your tuning in today. It's good to have you listening, and we're glad that you joined us, and we sure hope that you have your Bible ready, because we're going to be turning today to Luke chapter 12, and we'll be reading Luke 12 verses 8 and 9. The question for today is this: what do you think about Jesus? You know, the Lord talked about two things in this passage. He talked about confessing Him, and He talked about denying Him. So let's read together Luke chapter 12, verses 8 and 9. Jesus said, "Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God." Now in verse 8, Jesus talked about confessing Him. "Whoever will confess me before men," He says. Now, to confess is to acknowledge. That means to admit. And He says to do this before men. That means that we acknowledge Jesus Christ to people. That means that we admit that we believe in Jesus Christ in their presence. So being a Christian is not just believing in our heart. It's not some kind of private matter that we don't share with other people. It's certainly not to be something that we should ever be ashamed of. In Mark chapter 8, verse 38, the Bible says that Jesus warned, "Whosoever therefore will be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels." So Jesus warned about being ashamed of him. He said that we should be willing to acknowledge him and to admit that we are followers of Jesus Christ. Sometimes I've heard stories of people, and I've known of cases where couples got married and they didn't tell anybody anything about it. And so for months, people would not know and wouldn't be aware of the fact that this couple was married. For whatever reason that they decided to do that, that's their business. But you know, when it comes to being a Christian, when it comes to having a relationship with Jesus Christ, that's not something that we're to keep secret. That's not something that we're to guard and protect and refuse to tell other people. Now, there were people in the first century that did just that. They believed that Jesus was the Christ, but they wouldn't tell anybody about it. In John chapter 12, verse 42, the Bible says this: "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogues, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God." So here are some Jewish leaders that definitely believed in their heart that Jesus was the Christ, but they didn't want to tell anybody because they knew that they would be criticized, they knew that they would be put out of the synagogue, and so they didn't want to pay that price. So here is one of many examples in the Bible which show that the Bible teaches that it's not enough just to believe in our heart that Jesus is the Christ. We have to be willing to confess. Now, to confess, as we said, means to acknowledge. It means to say it. It means to claim it. And, of course, it means to mean it in our hearts when we do say it. In Romans 10, verse 9, the Bible says, "If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation." So this is something that we do say with our lips. And you find a great example of this in the book of Acts. Do you remember the story of the Ethiopian eunuch? The Bible says that Philip preached the gospel to him, and as they went on their way, the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? If you believe with all your heart, you may." He's saying to him, if you believe with all of your heart, you can be baptized. And that's when the eunuch said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Now that's Acts 8, verse 37. So when we look at the confession, we're talking about more than just a set of words. You know, anybody can say the words, "Well, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God," and the person may mean it or may not mean it. But when we look at what Jesus is talking about right here, he's talking about more than just saying the words, and that's obvious. Because earlier in this same book of Luke, we find even demons saying that Jesus was the Christ. In Luke chapter 4, verse 41, there were devils that came out of many crying out and saying, "Thou art Christ, the Son of God." So these demons said, "He is the Christ. He is the Son of God." Well, but that was not really confessing like Jesus is talking about here, is it? Because Jesus said, "If you confess me before men, I will confess you before the angels of God." Well, those demons said that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. That doesn't mean that Jesus is going to own them, that he is going to confess them before the angels of God in heaven. You see, when Jesus said here, "If you confess me before men, then I will confess you before the angels of God," what he's talking about when he talks about confessing is that you are pledging allegiance to him. And you're making a commitment to do whatever he tells you to do. In Luke 6, verse 46, the Bible says that Jesus asked this question, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" So people can go around all day talking about the Lord. But if they do not do what he says, then they're really not confessing him. And we might add this, folks, that when Jesus talks about confessing, that really continues through your Christian life. Each time a Christian says anything about Jesus Christ, then that is confessing. Obviously, of course, if the person means it, if the person's life shows it, then that is something that is a confession of Jesus Christ. It's not just something that we do before we're baptized. And it's interesting in the first century and in centuries after the first century that sometimes Christians, when they were called upon to confess Jesus Christ, gave their lives if they did confess him. There were Christians in the Roman Empire that were later arrested, and they were told either to renounce Jesus or to die. So if they confessed that Jesus was the Christ, if they admitted that they were Christians and they were going to be loyal to him, the Roman government would put them to death, and many died rather than denying Jesus Christ. And what a great honor that is to their memory. Now notice the honor, though, that Jesus says that he's going to give to us if we do confess him. He will own us. He will claim us before the angels of God in heaven. He said, "Whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God." Now you see, that's quite different from the way that people who are not Christians, when they get in a crowd, when they get in company and they start talking about Christian people, then they put them down. Jesus said, "I won't put you down. I will confess you. I will own you before the angels of God. I will tell them that you're one of mine." Now, what an honor that is to have Jesus talking to the angels and saying about a Christian person, "He's one of mine," or "I know her." Now let's contrast that with what we find in verse 9. Jesus said, "But he that denies me before men shall be denied before the angels of God." Sadly, there are many people that have denied Jesus Christ, and there are many people who still do deny Jesus Christ. In the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 22 and 23, John mentions a group of people in his day that did deny that Jesus was the Christ. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 22, the Bible says, "Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Whosoever denies the Son, the same does not have the Father, but he that acknowledges the Son has the Father also." So these Antichrists denied Jesus was the Christ. And there were many unbelieving Jews in the first century that also denied Jesus Christ. They not only denied him, sadly, but they reviled him and called him many names as well. There are many Jews today that deny that Jesus is the Son of God. Muslims today deny Jesus' divinity. Atheists deny that Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. And there are many other people who refuse to become Christians who deny him. Now you notice here in Luke chapter 12, verses 8 and 9, that there are only two options. We either confess Jesus Christ or we deny Jesus Christ. And there are people out there who say, well, I'm not really against him, but it's just that I'm not all the way for him. And so they think that they can remain neutral in this question, who is Jesus Christ? Well, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, he that is not with me is against me. Folks, Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for our sins. Jesus gave everything that he had in order to give his life for our salvation. And so there's no excuse for anybody saying, well, I'll just remain neutral in this, and if I won't fight against him, if I'm not actively against him and opposed to him, then he shouldn't hold that against me. Jesus gave his all, and he expects us to give our all as well. But there are people also that don't deny him with their words, but they do deny him with their actions. There are even apostate Christians, people who were formerly faithful members of the church, that deny Jesus Christ with their actions by their example. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says that they deny the Lord that bought them. What a shame that is. What a shame it is for anybody to deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, because Jesus said, if you deny me before men, if you tell other people that I'm not the Christ, that you have no loyalty to me, if you fail to confess me before men, then I will deny you before the angels of God. I'll look at those angels and I will say, no, he's not with me. No, he's not one of mine. But here's the final word on this, folks, and this is very important to remember. A person can deny Jesus Christ here on the earth. He can even curse him. He can rebel against him. He can fight against him. He can do everything within his power to ignore him or to oppose him. But the time is coming in which all will acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ. In Romans chapter 14, verse 11, the Bible says, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. So the choice is this. We can either confess Jesus Christ now, or we will confess him later. And the question is, which one will it be for you? Which one will it be for me? Let us confess him now. Let us obey him now. And let us commit to obeying him for the rest of our lives so that Jesus will own us before the angels of God, and more importantly, so that he will own us in the day of judgment. Thank you for tuning in today. It's been a pleasure to study with you, and have a great rest of the day.